Hello, I'm Daniel. This is my podcast, Sharpening the Mind. I am a meditation teacher and also a labor activist in Kansas City, Missouri. I teach classes in meditation and Buddhism at the Rime Buddhist Center, as well as a few other places. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Today, the topic of my talk is six transcendent virtues. Six transcendent virtues. And that sounds really like a teaching that's far away, doesn't it? Like that word transcendent, that doesn't sit right with me all the time. This teaching is also sometimes called the six perfections, and you may be more familiar with that. Perfections to me doesn't sound any, it still sounds far away. Perfection sounds far away because I'm not perfect. Transcendent sounds far away because I've not transcended. So I'm going to see if I can bring these down to earth. But I'm using the word transcendent virtues because that's what Nagarjuna uses in his letter to a friend. And I'm a fan. So Nagarjuna wrote this letter to a friend. It was to a king. And it sort of outlines the Mahayana tradition in a way. And his friend, the king, although he's a king and not relatable to us in that way, he's relatable to us in the fact that he's not a monk. He's a king. He's a layperson. It's weird to think about. It's weird to think about that. But anyway, six transcendent perfections, six transcendent virtues, six perfections. I'm going to bring this down to earth if I can. They are, in short, generosity, discipline, patience, diligence, concentration, and wisdom. Everybody on this planet believes those are good, I think. I don't think you're going to find someone that says those virtues are bad. So, but first I'm going to tell you a story about patience. And I'm sort of feel like I'm running a risk here because I've talked about car trouble before, and I'm going to do so again. But here we are. So, recently, I was in the car with my wife and my daughter, and my wife was driving. And there was a piece of metal in the road, and she drove over it. I don't know why there was a piece of metal in the road. I'll never know, but it was huge and unavoidable. And it tore up one of our tires very badly. And so I did not respond to this in a skillful way. I have been trying to train myself so that when things start to go bad, I say, oh, right now it's like this. Right now it's like this. What can I do? How can I fix this? Right now it's like this. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, my friends. I'm reminded of this quote by the philosopher and greatest rapper alive, Jay-Z, who said, life starts when the church ends. It starts when the church ends. And we don't call this thing that we're doing church, but it, I mean, we could substitute the word temple. We could substitute the word life starts when I get off my meditation cushion. It's the same idea, right? I can sit on this cushion here and generate compassion and kindness like we did today. Like I do often. But it's not much help if I can't take it with me. And for whatever reason, car trouble is my struggle, my karma. My big struggle is if there's car trouble, I'm thinking about how my day's ruined. I am. I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is, and it doesn't matter. But the point is, we got a flat tire. I was mad at my wife. I was lamenting the ruination of my entire day, a day in which my primary activity was going to be preparing this talk and then reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. And so I was lamenting that this day was getting messed up. And I was not saying right now it's like this. But I called AAA, I got a tow truck, we went to a tire place, I got a tire. A friend picked up my wife and our daughter, so that they didn't have to be with me. I had to wait a long time for the tire to get done. And that's why I'm talking about patience. That's why I'm talking about patience. And my wife had the grace to not do what people usually do in a conflict. That is, I was mad at her for hitting that piece of metal. I was really irritated that that had happened. And I, of course, in my head was telling myself, I wouldn't have hit that. As though I know, right? And she had the grace to not get mad back at me. She had the grace for that. That's why we're good partners. And you know, you've been in a relationship probably where you get mad about something that maybe you didn't need to get mad about, and then your partner gets mad at you, right? And it's just, right? Real bad times. I'm going to tell you what patience is and how it would have helped me. And then I will talk about the other five, but patience. Patience is that quality where we can put up with difficulties. Put up with difficulties. It doesn't sound like that much, right? We can weather the storms of life. So we may think patience is when I'm waiting in line at the store and I can't believe it's taking so long. And I'm trying not to get irritated. And that is patience. Or when my kid comes in and it's like, hey, is dinner ready? And I'm like, I'm working on it right now, buddy. Right? He needs to have patience. But also I need to respond with patience too and not get irritated, right? So there's patience. Patience all around. Patience serves everyone and it's all around. And if I had had patience, I would have had that state of mind that I want, strive to have all the time. Right now it's like this. Life's going to have all sorts of struggles. And this, actually a flat tire when I have a AAA membership, like that's not that big a deal. I wasn't even on my way to do something important, really. And we were able to handle it. But car trouble, man. So I'm going to read to you what Nagarjuna says about these six transcendent virtues, and then I will sort of go through the other five. But patience, I think. Patience is the one an argument could be made for discipline too. So, this is what Nagarjuna says, and this is close to the beginning. This is basically part of the introduction of Letter to a Friend by Nagarjuna, okay? He says, and I quote, generosity and discipline, patience, diligence, concentration, and the wisdom that knows thusness. Those measureless perfections make them grow and be a mighty conqueror who's crossed samsara's sea. End quote. I'm not crazy about that conqueror language. But the point is, you're trying to conquer yourself. Yourself. You're not trying to conquer other people or places or anything else. You're trying to conquer yourself. I'm not crazy about that kind of language, though. But it's fine. Samsara sea is where we live. It's the regular world of suffering. It's where we would be. It's where I was. Yesterday, I'd say I was in a kind of a shallow place because I didn't like yell. Like I didn't like lash out, really. I was just upset. So, what do we think about when we think about generosity? We think about giving things. Of course, a homeless person needs food, right? And that is a form of generosity, but it's way broader. It's way broader. So if someone needs a person to listen, and you listen, that's generosity, right? If a person needs, this is a big one. If a person says, hey, I really need space right now, and you go away, that's generosity. And it's especially true when you really don't want to. And that it's really useful in relationships, right? The point of all these is to make more harmony in your life. That's really what it comes down to. So that's generosity. So what's discipline? Discipline is avoiding negative actions. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means that I know how it gets in my way if I give in to every temptation all the time. I know how that gets in my way. I don't need to eat the whole tub of ice cream, even though I want to, right? I don't need to. It's discipline. But also discipline involves also living a life where you're not stepping on other people all the time. That, you know, we could say that generates bad negative karma, but also makes the people in your life think you're a jerk, right? It does. And you may think you can secretly do it, but I think the people in your life can tell if you're doing negative things all the time. I think they can tell. Patience, which we already talked about, avoidance of falling apart when things get difficult, right? Or the ability to put up with difficulties, to weather the storms of life. It's patience. Diligence. Nagarjuna defines it as delight in positive actions. Diligence is, I'm not going to give up on my practice. I'm not going to give up on walking this path. I could, right? I could get lazy. I can make excuses. I can give up on it easily. And so we're talking about delight in that path because I know this is the best way to live. I know how I feel when I don't do my Buddhist practices, and it's not good. And I believe that this is a way out of the suffering of life, that we can overcome it. If I know this can make me happier, and I remind myself, hopefully it's not that hard to be diligent, right? Hopefully. Concentration is the ability to put my attention where I want my attention. I want to put my attention on becoming a better person. Growth, right? Growth. And so we're training to do that. That's what our meditation practice, some aspects of our meditation practice are about, learning to put our attention where we want our attention. And that sort of is tied to my event recently. That is, I was putting my attention on everything that could go wrong, everything that was going wrong, and I was not sort of noticing, obviously, I didn't lose a leg or something. The situation's not that bad. But I was telling myself it was so bad. I was not using concentration to redirect my attention. I was not. And then wisdom might be the hardest one to talk about. Knowledge of the ultimate meaning. What? Right? This is the one that really makes me think, oh, a transcendent virtue. But it's just learning to see the world as it is and our place in it. And that might be a bigger thing than I can talk about in a short talk like this. But the point is, we don't see things in context. We especially don't see ourselves in context. We see the world filtered and we don't see it clearly. Especially ourselves. A lot of the time, we either see ourselves as the person who couldn't possibly be wrong, or we see ourselves as the loser who doesn't know how to do anything. And those are both ways of being obsessed with yourself. They both are. They sound totally different, but their nature's very similar. So, that's it for today, and I hope this talk has been helpful. Thank you for listening and have a good day.